Millions of Americans fill their car up with gas, like I am today. I'm filling it up with gasoline that has 10% ethanol. But the Biden administration has proposed a lot of money for electric vehicles and charging stations.
And so ethanol doesn't have a big role to play.
Jonathan Lewis is senior counsel of the nonprofit Clean Air Task Force. He says the expansion of corn to meet the demands of food, feed, and transportation markets converts more land into farmland.
And as you turn that land over, you release soil carbon from the ground where it's not impacting climate into the atmosphere where it is, where it's contributing to climate change.
The ethanol industry has long been at odds with some climate groups and activists over how good their fuel is for the environment. Ethanol is made from corn, which naturally pulls carbon dioxide from the air. But when it's produced and burned, it releases CO2 and small amounts of two other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Jason Hill is a biosystems engineer at the University of Minnesota.
When you look at the full life cycle of production and use of ethanol compared to gasoline, it has not been shown that corn ethanol actually reduces greenhouse gas emissions.
Hill says that's because greenhouse gases are also released growing corn and distributing ethanol, not just during fermentation. The science surrounding ethanol's emissions and how much better it is than gasoline is tricky and often debated. But some say that could be changing. Todd Becker is the CEO of Green Plains Incorporated. The biofuels company has 8 ethanol plants that are part of a big project to capture the carbon dioxide released when ethanol is made.
We're being pushed from all sides. The consumer wants lower carbon. The companies we do business with want lower carbon. Our investors want us to lower carbon, our carbon footprint.
The project involves 30 ethanol plants in Nebraska, Iowa, and 3 other states. They would capture carbon dioxide off of fermentation before the greenhouse gas is released into the air. They'll pipe it to North Dakota to be stored permanently underground. Becker calls it a game changer for the U.S. ethanol industry.
This is the precursor to, I think, greater acceptance of the products that we make, whether it's in our fuel, like ethanol that we make, or in our proteins, like high-value proteins.
Robert Brown heads Iowa State University's Bioeconomy Institute. He says carbon capture could be key to changing perceptions about the ethanol industry.
I think we're at a real interesting cusp in technology.
Brown says capturing that carbon dioxide and storing it underground puts ethanol on the path to becoming what's called carbon negative energy. So it's taking more carbon out of the atmosphere than it's putting in. He says that can make ethanol better than electric vehicles.
So anything the ethanol industry can do to reduce that footprint, the better, the more attractive they will be as a sustainable source of energy.
The Clean Air Task Force supports carbon capture tech, but Jonathan Lewis says he doesn't think corn ethanol can get all of the carbon dioxide out of transportation.
We're going to need to shift to other fuels and other systems, mainly hydrogen and electricity.
Todd Becker of Green Plains says he doesn't fear electric vehicles cutting into the demand for ethanol anytime soon. And he says Green Plains will continue to work on lowering its carbon footprint.
And I'm confident that this will be the time going forward that somebody will understand the importance of ethanol production, not only to the U.S. agricultural economy, but to the emissions that come out of the tailpipe of our vehicles.
Becker says ethanol still has a role to play as a solution to climate change. But the question is, how big a role? Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.